Hi, I'm Gordon from inland New South Wales, a place called Armidale, halfway between Brisbane and Sydney. Audio blogging is becoming a little bit better known at the moment. I wondered what my contribution to this experiment could be. People are paralleling their online textual blogs. I don't have an online textual blog, I have an online photo blog. My goal is to take a photograph a day and publish it on the web that day. It's something I've been doing faithfully every day now for about 5 months. And the website is, the name of the photo blog is Look and See. All one word, look and see. And the URL for the blog is las.new-england.net.au. las.new-england.net.au. New England being the region in New South Wales in which I live. Up on the northern tablelands, about 1,000 metres, 3,300 or so feet above sea level. And we're just coming to the end of winter. So if you go to my photograph for the 18th of August, you will see that it snows a mere 30 degrees south of the equator in Australia. So I thought this blog would be an accompaniment to my photograph of the day. I thought I might just give a couple of minutes on why I took the photograph, what it means, if anything, or what it's a reminder of to me. This audio blog is being recorded at 7 p.m. on the 26th of August. I haven't put today's blog up, but I thought I'd describe yesterday's, the photograph for the 25th of August. And at first sight, it looks very strange. It's just a photograph, a black and white photograph of a filing cabinet, or a compactus actually, some folders in a compactus. A means of storing lots of data in a small space. And it just struck me that it's in amazing contrast to the industry in which I work. I'm an IT person. I work as a technologist in the at the University of New England here. And we are forever packing more gigabytes into forever smaller spaces. I've just taken delivery of a server for processing some data. And it has a terabyte of space, 1,000 gigabytes of storage capacity in a very small physical space. So to me, the space required to store paper from years ago is just humongous in comparison to the same disk storage space required even to store a scanned image of the paper document. So the photograph is just a couple of rows of folders with paper inside. I made it black and white because I guess that's just to reflect upon the olden days. Before we had color, we had black and white. Before we had high capacity storage, we had low-capacity storage, I suppose. The storage capacity was limited by the physical space. Okay, that's it for me. That's all I wanted to say. Just a little couple of words on the photograph on my photo blog for the 25th of August. Hopefully I might do the same for the 26th of August. Catch you later.